Hello, audio boomers. I am at the house of the... I almost called you Evangeline. Whoops, that's a long story, folks. the marvelous Sarah Hillis. And her cohort, Michael, is
Hello.
Here.
I'm cohort? Yeah. This cohort is now in session.
And anyhow, I am about to try some quote-unquote real Turkish delight. Ooh, this is a nice box.
Yes. And of course there's sugar on it, so just don't fling it places.
Of course. Yes, I'm really going to start throwing it around. I've only had the chocolate covered stuff, and of course that isn't real Turkish delight. So
not to me.
Whoa. Very sweet.
Yes. I don't think you can find one that isn't. It's kind of its stock in trade. Sweetness.
Yes, right. This is lovely. Much better than the fries or the Cadbury chocolate-covered stuff.
I think this might be a fries. I can't remember. To see what the foam says.
Oh, that's really nice. Mm-hmm. Rose water and lemon.
Yeah, the squares I tried once were very different than the chocolate covered.
Ooh, that's lovely. I saw that on A Bit of Home, I think, but I never bought any because I wasn't really sure what I'd think of it. It sort of reminds me of the consistency of a gumdrop.
Yes. I think I've had some that was less gumdrop-ish before, but...
Well, that's really nice. Thank you so much for letting me try that. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, shut up. Sorry, I'm talking to my phone.
Oops. Don't go banging your Olympus around, silly.
Yes, or Zeus will come down and smite you. Don't bang around my Olympus.
Now listen, you're going to tell me what this is.
Which app are you using?
Tap Tap C.
Ah, brilliant. Okay, well, that's I have to get that too.
That and CamFind is sometimes, especially if you're not in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
CamFind can be another one of these that's good for especially products.
Oh my gosh, I've heard CamFind do some marvelous things.
Well, all it said is Red Turkish Delight Box.
All right, then.
I can't tell. I forget who made it.
Tap Tap C? Yeah, I'd try CamFind.
What about, do you have a barcode scanner?
I don't, no.
Okay.
I've got Digitize and what else? Well, CamFind sort of can do that.
I'm sure I can find it on the website anyway, because I think that's the only one that has the rosewater and lemon, whichever company it is.
Yeah, that's very nice. That was really kind of her to buy that for you.
Yeah.
And Mike's mom's name is Dolores?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny because every time I think of that, I think of Six Pins Dolores.
Yes. Oh. Dolores Claiborne.
Yeah. Dolores Fair is a very cheerful sounding woman. And she's always been, like, her voice hasn't really aged, I don't think, very much.
I must say, my mom's voice hasn't really aged, or my dad's, but I think with men, their voices don't really age.
I don't think I ever let you try this, Mike.
No?
I think I kept hiding it from you.
Oh, really?
Well, here, you can get a piece of...
Turkish delight? Yeah. Yeah, I'll take a small square if they are different sizes.
Yeah, just... Yeah. I don't know.
I think they're fairly uniform from what I can tell.
Mm.
So good. Ooh. Not good for the teeth, though.
No.
Oh, and I have to say, just for you audio boomers that are listening, Sarah made some lovely cookies. If you're following her, you'll know about her baking efforts. And her cookies turned out to be just lovely. The chocolate drops especially, I think. Were the pièce de résistance.
Yes, yeah.
But everything was good. The peanut butter ones.
Peanut butter, shortbread, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Yeah, it's all stuck in my teeth.
Well, if you had to have anything stuck in your teeth...
I thought it was interesting that C.S. Lewis used Turkish Delight for the tempting of Edmund Pevensey. Yeah,
see, it's funny because...
The Arab influence versus the British.
No, I wouldn't have said that. I would have said it's just so sweet and sticky and...
See, it's funny. Kim read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe when she was, I think, 7 or 8. And ever since then, she was afraid to try Turkish Delight. Poison her or something.
Wow. Oh.
So I think I've since assuaged that fear to some extent.
Oh. I only thought you were having a problem. Not that it had
I just figured, you know, right?
Not that it had actually poisoned you.
Oh man, that was great.
Rose.
Yeah, because she'd say, well, what if Turkish Delight poisons me?
Rose bun. Citizen Fair.
Oh my. So one time Kim was reading this book by Robertson Davies called The Manticore, and I said, well, what if there really is a manticore in the manticore? Just, you know, just to be silly, right? And she said, geez, you sound like me. Because it's something she would say. One time I told her that her porcelain dolls would come to life and get her.
Oh my gosh.
After that, she'd go, like, late at night or whatever, when she was, you know, wanting to go to sleep and whatever. She'd go, well, what if they do really come to life and get me in the middle of the night?
And you feel so guilty. Ah, yes. Yeah.
So I have to be careful what I say to her.
Well, that's enough of that for a while.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think one's enough.
Definitely. It's very rich.
Good, but yeah. Powerful.
I just wanted you to know that there is some good Turkish delight in
Absolutely.
The world. It hasn't all been dumbed down, even by Cadbury's, of all people.
Yes.
Which I really usually like things by Cadbury's.
Yeah, that's something I'll have to remember to do in the new year, is order some next time I'm putting an order in on Tassimo. Apparently they've changed their Cadbury hot chocolate tea.
Yes. Yes, I've heard they're really good. I think it's Melanie on Audio Boom that really likes the Cadbury's.
Ah. It was funny, one of Sarah's relatives was struck up a conversation, and we went all over Tassimo versus Keurig and all kinds of different stuff. Travel thermoses and all over the place.
Well, I'm not sure how much time I've taken up here, because that's the trouble with the Olympus.
I don't think it's been 10 minutes.
But I'll end this for now anyway, just in case. and stop all this silly waffling. So I will speak to you all later.